you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you.
Reading from 2 Samuel chapter 6, verses 14 through 22. It's a pretty big opening, but it'll help with our discussion on the importance to sing, worship, and dance before the Lord. And I have a number of special guests I look forward to introducing you to. But 2 Samuel chapter 6, verses 14 through 22. Wearing a linen ephod, David was dancing before the Lord with all his might, while he and all Israel were bringing up the ark of the Lord with shouts and the sound of trumpets. As the ark of the Lord was entering the city of David, Micah, daughter of Saul, watched from a window. And when she saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord, she despised him in her heart. They brought the ark of the Lord and set it in its place inside the tent that David had pitched for it. And David sacrificed burnt offerings and fellowship offerings before the Lord. After he had finished sacrificing the burnt offerings and fellowship offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord Almighty. Then he gave a loaf of bread, a cake of dates, and a cake of raisins to each person in the whole crowd of Israelites, both men and women, and all the people went to their homes. When David returned home to bless his household, Micah, daughter of Saul, came out to meet him and said, "How the king of Israel has distinguished himself today, going around half naked in full view of the slave girls of his servants, as any vulgar fellow would." David said to Micah, "It was before the Lord who chose me rather than your father or anyone from his house when he appointed me ruler over the Lord's people Israel. I will celebrate before the Lord. I will become even more undignified than this, and I will be humiliated in my own eyes, but that these slave girls you spoke of, I will be held in honor." Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Friday, November 4th, 2022, and I'm excited about today's topic, the importance to sing, worship, and dance before the Lord. In fact, our special studio guests have three pages of verses, and I have to say, because of Pastor Apostle Larry Simmons, I was up late last night. I went through the first, 70 Psalms, finding different verses that talked about singing before the Lord and worshiping him and dancing. And so I put together a lot of verses and then did some other studies and came up with a number of verses. So you're welcome. If you call in today, we can send that to you. There's about, 40 or 50 different verses that we have, and we'll read some of them to lay the context. But I wanted to introduce our special guests that are going to help facilitate today's discussion. I got to know them recently. In fact, this past Sunday, I worshiped with them at the New Generation Christian Fellowship in Champaign. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Holly, Esther, and I attended, and we just appreciated the worship time and getting to know these two new friends. And actually, there's a third new friend. Their son, Pastor Jordan, also participated, and it was a few weeks ago that I saw a YouTube of their service, and I saw this Jordan, this young, good-looking, all-American guy walking back and forth preaching, and I thought, I like his style and his delivery, and it was rock solid. Solid, biblically based and heartfelt. And so I thought, I have to go and worship with them. And so I got to meet his parents, Apostle Pastor Larry Stevens and First Lady Pastor Kim Simmons. And so, Pastor Larry, how about you first introducing your wife to our radio listening family? Tell us something about Kim.
Okay. Well, it's certainly a pleasure to be here. We praise God for this opportunity to share with you and with both of you that are listening. Next year, my wife and I will be married for over 30 years. And so saw such a tremendous growth in her, in the Lord. She has a heart for the Lord. 30 years to live with me is one thing. But then I saw her growth, and to look at her outwardly, she's a very beautiful woman. But then people have not seen the beauty on the inside of her, who loves her family, who loves God with all follow heart, and she's been a backbone of my ministry and just everything I've accomplished because she's been there to support me 100%.
And you've raised four wonderful kids. I've met two of your sons who are very talented, and I think one of your daughters. Was your other daughter at church?
Yes. Annalise was the baby girl that you met.
Oh,
the 9-year-old.
Okay.
And Stacia Simmons is our older daughter.
Okay, so yes. A variety of ages. And
yes.
I had mentioned Pastor Jordan. He was on the keyboard, organ, playing away. And I think you've done that a long time together because he could hit the right notes and the flow was flawless. It was really entertaining. And your other son, Justin, on the drums, he was phenomenal, off the charts. I just worshiped along. And I love both Jordan and Justin's face. They radiated God's love. So it's seemingly you've raised some very good children, young men and young women. And so First Lady Kim, tell me something about Pastor Larry. How were you drawn to him early on? So obviously 30 years ago you met.
Thank and praise God for being here. My husband of almost 30 years, and I am drawn to him because he has such an awesome faith walk with God. Mm. And he said, you know, about me growing, but he has shown me the faith that he has in God, and he's helped me to grow. Mm-hmm. And even in ministry, sharing and helping me to understand the flow of God, the anointing of God, and how important that is to ministry, not just church, but ministry going outside the four walls. So I just appreciate him being a teacher to me and supporting me in ministry.
Was it love at first sight when, you know, I'm getting a little personal here. I know we're going to be talking about singing, worshiping, and dancing before the Lord, but how did you two meet?
Well, we just met through church and us coming together. It was God ordained. As I look at it now, I know that had not the Lord ushered things in, then we wouldn't be here on today.
Right.
And even with our children, they all have a heart for the Lord, and God certainly has an anointing in their lives.
As I was doing some preparation and going through the Psalms, I came across Miriam, and I think we'll actually read some of the verses. Actually, it's one of the first ones. It's Exodus 15:20. Then Miriam, the prophet, and I didn't never thought of her as the prophet. That kind of jumped out. Aaron's sister took a tambourine in her hand, and all the women followed her with tambourines and dancing.
Yes.
And I thought of you, Kim, First Lady Kim. I hope it's okay to call you Kim, but I appreciated the worship style and what was going on this past Sunday at New Generation Christian Fellowship, and that was kind of the catalyst to talk about singing and worshiping and dancing before the Lord, because I think so many of our listeners have various traditions. We represent so many different people in Christendom, and those that are maybe haven't even entertained the idea to have a relationship with God, but I love when people can wholeheartedly worship and sing and dance and praise Him. And so that's the topic for today. And I think to lay some groundwork, I'm going to have all of you take a turn reading a verse or two just to set the stage. And then we'll have Pastor Larry help facilitate some discussion and some thoughts on the importance of worshiping God, singing to God, praying to God, and dancing before the Lord. But Pastor Larry, you can begin.
Okay. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse number 4, it says, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance.
Jeremiah 31 and 4, I will build you up again, and you, virgin Israel, will be rebuilt. Again, you will take up your timbrels and go out to dance with the joyful.
Jeremiah 31, verse 12 through 13. They will come and shout for joy on the heights of Zion. They will rejoice in the bounty of the Lord, the grain, the new wine, and the olive oil, the young of the flocks and herds. They will be like a well-watered garden, and they will sorrow no more. Then young women will dance and be glad, young men and old as well.
Hey, I'll stop you there. I picked that one out so you and I, Pastor Larry, the young and the old.
And the old.
So,
I will turn their mourning into gladness. Mm-hmm. I will give them comfort and joy instead of sorrow.
Psalm 149, 3 and 4. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music to him with timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes delight in his people. Mm-hmm. He crowns the humble with victory.
Isn't that an interesting verse? Yeah. For the Lord takes delight in his people. I mean, anything that we can do that would bring delight to the Lord is kind of mind-blowing to think that we can bring delight and joy to the Lord.
Yeah.
Well, it says here, as we praise him, as we dance before him, as we make a joyful sound, as we worship him, he delights in that. I just think that's something that we all need to be mindful of today. Mm-hmm.
In Psalm 150, praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him with the sounding of trumpets. Praise him with the harp and lyre. Praise him with timbrel and dancing. Praise him with the strings and pipes. Praise him with the clash of cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
I think we can just close out the program right now. I think the exhortation is pretty clear. We're to praise the Lord today. And if you're new to this concept, listening friend, maybe you're driving to work and you landed on one of our 19 frequencies and you're like, what's all this about praise and worshiping God? There's a God who loves you. He cares for you. He delights in you. He created you. He fashioned you different than anyone else on this planet. And he has an eternal destiny for you. And I would exhort you to get to know him. Just call out to him. Ask for him to reveal who the Lord Jesus Christ is, and you'll begin a faith journey like no other, and today might be your day of eternal salvation. But we're talking about the topic of the importance to sing, worship, and dance before the Lord. And when you know God's heart, God's intent to work in and through your situations to bring you love and healing and hope, you can honor that kind of God. And so I hope through today's program, all of us will learn to worship him in maybe new ways, or celebrate just his goodness, or dance before him. Maybe you're uncomfortable dancing out in public. Well, dance in your kitchen or in the closet or wherever, because the Lord would be delighted.
Psalm 30, verse 4, and then 10 through 12. Sing the praises of the Lord, you, his faithful people. Praise his holy name. Hear, Lord, and be merciful to me. Lord, be my help. You turned my wailing into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy, that my heart may sing your praises and not be silent. Lord, my God, I will praise you forever.
Psalm 9, verses 1 and 2. I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing the praises of your name, O Most High.
That's a special one for me. It reminds me of Psalm 40, verse 5, that God used to help me launch the Singing Men of GNN. Having no musical background, never singing in any kind of choir, I wasn't like a quartet guy. In fact, to be honest, during the worship time many, many years ago as a child, that's when I'd goof off and play around. And I wouldn't pay attention. But when the teaching started, I loved hearing God's word declared. But God put that Psalm 40, verse 5 on my heart. Many, O Lord, my God, are the wonders you have done, the things you planned for us. No one could recount to you. If I were to speak and tell of them, they'd be too many to declare. And this is like another example. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. So we do serve a great God. And there's probably about 15 or 20 more verses that could be shared, but I want to have Pastor Simmons walk us through just the importance that we do sing to the Lord, that we praise the Lord, that we worship him, that we, in fact, dance before him because we are filled with joy for what he's done for us. So, Pastor Simmons, what are some of your thoughts on the importance of this?
First of all, the Bible gives us to know that the Lord inhabiteth the praises of his people. He lives in the praises. Mm-hmm. And if you ever want God to show up, start praising Him. Stop complaining and go praising God. What the church have failed to realize and carry on the tradition is that we're in a spiritual warfare. Mm-hmm. And the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. And so the dancing, the singing, all of that are just part of our warfare, that we let the devil know that he's defeated. Mm-hmm. It helps summons the angels. And so when you talk about dancing before the Lord, when I first got in church, it was over back in the 60s, 50-something years ago. And when I saw the people dancing, I was like, I never danced in church. I was kind of ashamed. And I went on a three-day fast and for the Lord to give me a dance, because I wanted to experience that. And certainly after 3 days, and went to service and been dancing ever since. Yeah. I mean, that's been 50-something years. But I'm not advocating you should have to fast for a dance, right, but just make a joyful noise unto the Lord, as you said. My wife and I were talking concerning this scripture on last night, and I think she has a very part that she brought out to me when she talked about the daughter of Saul, how her reaction was. I never looked at it. I was always, as a praiser, you know, I'm like David. I don't care what's going to happen. I'm going to praise God regardless of the circumstances or the situation. You're going to find me praising God. And I never really looked at Saul's daughter, Michelle, and she despised him and all that. And she, and I think that the audience would be blessed to hear what her take on it was, how she didn't know the heart of David, evidently. Wow. She didn't know that. And I never thought in those terms. And so I think that when we talk about praising God, I think that the audience would be blessed to hear her take on this part of the scripture that you read.
Yeah, and I appreciated when I worshiped with you this past Sunday. And I can't think of his name, but he was almost going to have his leg amputated, and he testified to God's goodness.
Well, that was Robert.
And he just prayed he'd be healthy enough to be able to dance before the Lord. And God used him to really touch my life. And I love the testimony time that was shared during your service.
I was saying last night that how David and Shel actually got together is that he defeated the Philistine. And so he was awarded her hand in marriage. And she comes into a situation where she didn't understand his covenant relationship with the Lord. And so sometimes what you don't understand, you fight. And so it's important for us to, even in marriage and in ministry, that we pray together and we talk about, we discuss the scriptures and talk about the importance of praise, you know, and help each other to understand what part that plays in our relationship with the Lord. And so just a small testimony that God does inhabit the praises of his people. A couple years ago when I got COVID, and I'll make this short, I was afraid because that was during the time when people were dying. I mean, they were talking about on the news how truckloads of people were dying from COVID and all of that. And I was in fear when I first got the diagnosis. But I fell on my knees and the Lord gave me to praise him. And I remember going to our YouTube channel and going and turning on one of our praise breaks. And I entered in, I tapped into God in praise. And he spoke to me in that instance to let me know all is well. So when he says he inhabits the praises of his people, you can meet God right there in his praises.
And I like what you said, and it makes sense. When something is new to us or unfamiliar or foreign, we can be resistant, and it can be a really great thing. And for some of our listeners, I'm sure with the many different traditions, I know sit very quietly and are very maybe somber, or some of the friends that I've met in the Middle East, their worship style is very contemplative or very personal.
Yes.
Like their faces are sometimes dour looking. I looked at these priests that, you know, have huge crosses on and they're dressed in black and big long beards, and I'm like, where's the joy of the Lord? But I've heard that they've internalized, so they may be different than I understand just by seeing the outward.
Exactly.
But sometimes we got to be careful that we're not only judging people, but just because something is unfamiliar to us doesn't mean it's bad, or it's just maybe different or an experience that we haven't had. What about for some of you? What is your experience, Tad, in worship? And you and I talked a little about this before the program, but you love witnessing and experiencing many different styles.
Oh, absolutely. The church I belong to is more of the contemplative. We do a lot of hymns, and I love singing hymns. But I also love all kinds of other music. My wife is from Costa Rica, and I love listening to Latin praise music. I mean, when you feel the joy of the Lord, you can't help but start moving when you hear that. And I think our God is a God of incredible diversity. Yeah. Just look around you.
Yes.
So when we start thinking, well, this is the right way to praise the Lord, and that's the wrong way to praise the Lord, we shouldn't do that. The Spirit moves people in His own way.
Amen.
And we should be grateful for them, even if that's not, you know, that might not be us, but we can go praise the Lord. They're praising the Lord.
That's right.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and one of the reasons I picked out so many of these verses, not only just through the Psalms, but we also highlighted Exodus, Ecclesiastes, Jeremiah. There's so many instances of people praising the Lord in a variety of ways, and I just think it's really important for all of us to maybe take a day or two or fasting and think through, Lord, how can I best express my passion and love and desire to please you?
Yeah.
And so I just, I don't want to say I challenge everyone, but think that through. Mm-hmm. Read through the scriptures and see what God may do maybe different in your experience. Now, Jordan, I'm going to put you on the spot because I think you're going to be one of my future Testimony Tuesday guests, and I already heard I need to get your wife on with the miracle story of what she had. I think it was leukemia or some kind of illness, and you have your beautiful one-year-old, I believe.
Yeah, one-year-old.
I'll give you maybe the closing word. What are some of your thoughts as a worship leader, as a talented musician?
For sure. Well, growing up under my parents, of course, I just kind of latched on to the ministry of praise that was already there. But as the scripture said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. So the command to praise is universal, but the expression of it is cultural. So, you know, my expression may look like where I come from. Your expression may look like where you come from, but we're all praising the same God, and it's our heart that is turned towards Him. So just the opportunity to, you know, get up and share with the people and allow the people to join in and praise on Sundays, and every time we come together in church, it's a beautiful opportunity, and we can't take it for granted. So.
Amen. The importance to sing, worship, and dance before the Lord. Yeah. If you'd like a copy, it's basically about three pages of various verses throughout the scriptures that I think might be an encouragement. Just call the station or email us, and we'll be happy to send it on. Maybe you'll want to do your own little study, your own investigation on what God says about worshiping and praising Him. And like was mentioned earlier, that we can bring delight to God. Can you fathom that? We can bring delight to this almighty, sovereign God who created everything.
Praise God.
That's an awesome thing that we can maybe even do today. So to get in touch with us, give us a call, 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777, or email us at staff@greatnewsradio.org. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
Praise God.